This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Haiti's interim prime minister on Wednesday said that he was in charge after a squad of gunmen assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and wounded his wife in an overnight raid on their home. Claude Joseph, who confirmed the killing, said the police and the military were in control of security in Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas, where a history of dictatorship and political upheaval have long stymied the consolidation of democratic rule. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph said he would need the help of all Haitians to organize elections and restore stability to the country.
We need every single one to actually move the country forward while seeking for justice for President Jovenel Moïse.
Authorities declared a state of siege in the country and closed its international airport. Emergency workers gave up Wednesday on any hope of finding survivors in a collapsed Florida condominium building, telling families that there was no chance of life in the rubble as crews shifted their efforts to recovering more remains. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said at a news conference that it was a difficult transition to make.
This afternoon, I'm able to share that we made the extremely difficult decision to transition from operation search and rescue to recovery.
Eight more bodies were recovered from the site, bringing the confirmed death toll to 54. 33 of the dead have been identified, and 86 people are still unaccounted for. For 2 weeks, rescue crews have looked for spaces in the rubble large enough to harbor survivors, but they now say the likelihood of finding anyone alive is almost none. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Wednesday urged extreme caution for countries considering lifting COVID-19 restrictions, saying the transmission of the virus would increase regardless of high vaccination rates. Michael Ryan, the chief of the WHO Emergency Response Program, said that people need to pay attention to what's happening in their local areas.
If the virus is present in your community and transmitting, and you're a vulnerable person, and you're not vaccinated, then you are potentially going to be exposed. So the idea that everyone is protected and it's kumbaya and everything goes back to normal, I think right now is a very dangerous assumption anywhere in the world.
Ryan said while it has been good to see a decrease in hospitalizations and deaths, not continuing to take the virus seriously could have what he called disastrous consequences. New York City held a ticker tape parade to honor essential workers who helped the city get through the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Bands marched and confetti rained down as nurses, doctors, first responders, teachers, bus drivers, and others rode on floats through the canyon of tall buildings from Battery Park to City Hall.
What a difference a year makes.
The grand marshal was Sandra Lindsay, a New York healthcare worker who was the first person in the country to get an approved COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Frontline workers, the people who fed us, the people who put their lives on the line, we can't thank them enough.
Mayor Bill de Blasio rode on a float with hospital employees and the mascot for the New York Mets.
Thank you to the nurses!
The parade along the Canyon of Heroes was the latest in a 125-year New York City tradition. Mayor de Blasio said these are the folks who made history in New York City's toughest hour. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday pro-government forces had pushed back Taliban insurgents from parts of a northwestern city and regained control of official buildings after hours of fierce fighting. Fighting erupted in parts of Kala Inal, the capital of Badghis province, after the Taliban assaulted it overnight from multiple directions. Clashes continued in the city throughout Wednesday before Afghan forces, backed by airstrikes, pushed the insurgents out of the city late in the afternoon. Taliban fighters have made rapid territorial advances across Afghanistan since May 1st, when the United States and NATO allies formally began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country. An up day on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.3%, the S&P added 0.34%, the Nasdaq rose by 0.01%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.